5 years ago, the memory of Cormac McAnallan, the Tyrone captain, was remembered by a small gathering in and around Eglish. Campa Cormac celebrated everything that was good with the big Eglish clubman that sadly had passed away. Sport, language and culture played a big part in his life, and in Campa Cormac, youngsters from throughout the district participated in football coaching, Irish language and cultural activities. Roll on 5 years and Campa Cormac is now centred as one of the focal points of the summer season. Last year it went to Down, this year it'll go to other counties. Donald McAnallan says its rise has been remarkable.
Yes indeed, Paddy, this is the sixth year at Campa Cormac, and it started off back in 2005 as just an idea of a summer camp in the local area in memory of Cormac, incorporating, you know, hurling, Gaelic football culture and classes, and then also language, of course, as well. There was only maybe an ambition of 40 in the first place, but we got about 80 the first year, and then it became a two-week thing in 2006. And then in 2009, last year, we branched out. We have a Down camp as well. And this year, we're doubling our efforts again. We have not only the 2 weeks in Tyrone, we've got the week in Down. We now also have going for Derry agus Antrim. So four counties now. So that's it's remarkable growth in that time. And we're really pleased about that.
It's great to see Cormac McAnallan remembered in such a vivid and active way.
It is. You know, a lot of people would initially think maybe a cup or a trophy would be the best way to do it. And indeed, we appreciate, you know, if anybody would appreciate that sort of gesture. But I suppose it is arguable that the best way is to commemorate somebody is through something living, something active. And certainly this project, Campa Cormac, starting off in the local area and expanding the way it has, it remains something very much palpable and something you can associate with Cormac, because it happens in our own area in the Brantry, and because it does involve the things which were close to his heart, the games and the culture.
Can it though get any bigger?
We'll see how it goes this year. You know, I'm going to be cautious here, like any manager going into a big game. We'll see how it goes this year, because obviously, if we're doubling our efforts, you know, you don't want to take it for granted that everything's going to go. But we're very confident. The people in charge are know what they're doing and all that there. It's just a matter of getting the word out there and hoping that in the new counties as well as the old, that everybody knows about it. Because once they know about it and once the children sign up, they all seem to enjoy it. So we just want to get that word out there. There's a massive interest. I mean, that's why we have 2 weeks in Tyrone, for example. We've had over 100 for each week in Tyrone. Something like 250 in total per year now. And last year in Down, we had over 100 the first week, in the week we had there. So we're anticipating that it'll be probably in the whole thing this year, well over 500, we'd hope. So it's a lot of administration in your spare time, but you know, we're delighted that to Ahas and Donorin, that it's going that way. And, you know, if people get their application forms in early, well, they won't be disappointed.
The camps have been a huge success, but it takes money. And thankfully, says Donald, sponsorship has been forthcoming.
Yes, indeed. We've had some great sponsors, very generous sponsors over the last few years, county boards and so on, but also private sponsors who one might say get no benefit out of it other than the feel-good factor. But I mean, I'd particularly like to mention FPM in Down and Barrett's Concrete in Tyrone. They've been very generous to us the last few years. And indeed all our sponsors, because without them, you know, big numbers and all, it wouldn't be possible. So, Gramayagov.